Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. Hi, folks. How are you all doing today? Today I would like to dwell a bit on this virus, not in a way as most others are doing, but a way that I think might ease a few minds instead of all the doom and gloom that most are only seeing. Anyways, I hope you enjoy A Theory of Hope. Many of you know me by my short stories I write in newspapers across Canada and some parts of the U.S., which are in ways related to my growing up on different farms, along with experiences I have endured throughout my life. What a lot of you don't know, though, is that I have dabbled a lot in weather and nature over the years, and I would like to think that I have learned some important things. I also learned a good deal from some very smart people of how they dealt with sicknesses, weather of all kinds, hardships, being hungry, along with many other issues that took place back when, and right up till today. One person I learned a lot about nature from was my old friend Grey Wolf. He was a native friend of mine back in the 60s. Kind of showing my age a wee bit, ain't I? At any rate, we became good friends, and after getting to know him for a spell, I found out that he was a medicine man. I don't think there was much he didn't know when it came to sicknesses that were occurring around him at the time. But the thing that got my attention the most was the knowledge he had when it came to nature in itself, meaning animals, weather, plants, and things. He always told me, George, there is a cure for everything that comes our way, be it sickness, hardships, or whatever. What you have to learn is how to recognize these things and take them for what they are. Some seem very bad, but in everything that is bad, there is some good, and if we look hard enough, we will see that. Remembering that, and what he and the old-timers taught me for a few years, got me to thinking of what we're dealing with today, that coronavirus disease, or COVID-19. It is like no other in certain ways, that's for certain, but coronaviruses have been around for a while. They are actually a group of related viruses that cause diseases in mammals and birds. In humans, coronaviruses cause respiratory tract infections that can be mild, such as the common cold, but they can also be fatal. And this one that has taken toll on us today is no exception. I won't get into the science of this disease much as well. Simply put, I am not a doctor or scientist. I do find things interesting, though, when some of these specialists explain things in ways that the normal person can understand. At this point in time, they say there is no cure for the disease, but one should understand that that is a medical's point of view, which is correct in certain ways, but in other ways, it isn't exactly all true. So how do you come to that conclusion, George? Well, for one thing, if you take a look at the data that is out there now, which I think is amazing, it's all brought together using technology we have today, which given time shows exactly what is going on and the way our survival rate. The thing I look at is the deaths, of course, but more so, I look at the ones that has recovered after dealing with this virus. That tells me there is more going on here than meets the eye. And what would that be? Well, to me, it means that this body of ours is working hard and figuring out things daily, more so from minute to minute, and it's coming up with ways of beating this thing all on its own. Excuse me. I think it's amazing how it's coping and handling things. You know, this body of ours, truth be told, has been dealing with these sort of things for centuries. I know sometimes in certain bodies things don't turn out so good, but that is understandable as every body is different. If body is healthy and has no underlying issues, it will adapt to what is going on, and if given time, I feel it can fix just about anything. Our body and immune system is one fantastic piece of equipment for sure. Problems arise, though, and being who we are, we don't want to lose any of our loved ones or friends, so we work hard in trying to help the body. We do have some fantastic drugs and things out there today, and to say the least, and using them has saved millions of lives, and more will become relevant as time moves forward, I am sure. Every day they are saying new help is in the works, and I believe that. It might seem a bit strange sometimes how I look at things to some, but one thing that I look at quite seriously is that every morning when I get out of bed, I look outside at a brand new day and then at my lovely wife and say, "Well, dear, we made it through another night, and you know, we're one day closer to them finding some help so that our body can fix this thing once and for all." So I guess what I am saying is that as bad as things look, there is a light at the end of the tunnel beginning to show itself, and it can be seen now in countries that were and are a lot worse off than we are right now here in Canada. If we look hard enough, which I suspect most are, we can learn from them. Like social distancing. Simply put, if everyone in the world would just stay away from each other, this virus would be stopped in its tracks within weeks. Now don't get yourself into a huff, as I know it can't be done. But if we all work together and stay at home for a spell and keep our distance, along with taking precautions, it will slow things down dramatically. Looking at things and talking to folks like my sons that are very knowledgeable in the technical field of things, I have learned a lot. And using their knowledge and mine, along with what I have learned from my elders, things have become a lot clearer. And well, that is why I'm sharing what I believe to be true with you. We will overcome this. You can take that to the bank. Well, maybe I shouldn't say bank as the main source, as I kind of think they have their own problems that needs to be sorted out at the moment. Years ago, talking about the bank, though, made a person feel secure, for some people, but not today, that's for sure. My old friend Graywall said one time, "George, the weak shall perish and the strong shall survive." I believe that to be true to a certain extent, especially back then. Today, though, I found a lot of the weak can survive if they take heed to what is going on around them and change their way of thinking and doing things, which is something I think everyone is going to have to start to come to grips with, and if I might say, sooner than later. Funny, I was outside yesterday enjoying a bit of sunshine we did have for an hour or so, moving some firewood. Looking over at my lovely wife raking the leaves, I realized just how lucky I was. I then walked over to her and said, "You know, we've been through a lot in our 50-some years together." She smiled and said, "Yep, we sure have." We then stood there, not saying a thing, just taking in what our most inner feelings were letting out. It's a great feeling that is only brought on by, well, I believe true love and being together for so many years. I am not sure some of you have had that feeling from time to time, but for those that haven't, well, it might pay to take the time, which we all have right now, to seek it out. It's there inside us all. Anyways, I finally scratched my head and said, "You know, this is quite bad with what is going on in our world. But you know, you and me have had some hard times too in our days together and seen some things that we thought at the time could never be fixed or straightened out. But every time, in spite of all our worrying and fretting about what is happening around us, we made out okay. And I wonder how we did that." Once again, she looked at me with them eyes of hers, which, by the way, would melt anyone's heart. And don't tell her this, but her beautiful eyes was what captured me the first time we met. Actually, I liked everything about her. Anyways, she carried on saying, "Over the years, you have learned a lot and taught me a lot, being that I was so young when we got together. But with what I learned and you learned, we were able to use them things, making us what we are today. You know, George, I think we need to maybe take a step back and reflect on them things that got us to where we are today, like farming, growing things. It seems that we aren't using a lot of them today. If we take them and put them into practice now, we can survive just about anything, and I believe that. I listened, and you know, she was right on the money. With what is happening in the world today, she brought my attention to what needs to be done, which is bring to light once again the things I was taught. In other words, I have to pull up my socks and get on with it. Sitting around isn't the answer. So, that is what my lovely wife and I are going to be doing from here on in. I would also be happy to share our way of life if you're interested, and if you're on the same page as I am and want to know about certain things like how to grow your own food, gardening, or whatever, feel free to email me at stories@keepingnotes.com. I will also be doing some podcasts on gardening, growing vegetables easily, along with many other topics I feel might be of help. That's what friends do, right? Anyways, back to what is taking place today. But no more on the bad side of things, as I feel that thinking wrongly is wasted energy. Let's look at our world today since this virus has taken over. First off, the ozone layer is getting better every day. What we once thought could have caused us more problems than enough is now healing. Why is that? Well, simply put, we humans aren't messing things up. Cars have stopped moving, which emits tons of emissions into our atmosphere every hour. The world has stopped shaking as no one or anything is moving around as much. Weather is coming back to what it was years ago. Take this spring. I am not sure if anyone has noticed, but it's cooler than normal in certain areas. And why is that? Simply put, I believe it has a lot to do with the planes by the millions that were moving through our sky, moving air from one place to another, which causes all kinds of issues. Some good, some not so good. Mostly not so good with the chemicals and things they add as they travel from place to place. Another thing is the animals. Just in case you haven't noticed, they are coming out of the forest. Reason being, there isn't many cars or trucks on the road, or simply put, less humans. They are feeling more safe, and it's nice to see. But knowing this, we should all be more observant if we do have to travel for groceries and things. We don't need to be hurting them or them hurting us. Not only animals, though, but the birds and insects, too, will and are starting to flourish. I suspect, given time, they will be a lot of help to us humans. One reason for this is fewer pesticides will be made, which in turn will stop humans from killing them. Here again, good in some ways, but not so good in other ways. But the not so good ways can be overcome given time. That is, if we learn to live and work with nature. It all boils down to helping each other and stop trying to outdo each other. Then comes those that says that nature can't stop this virus. Well, as much as I would like to say they were wrong, I can't, as this is a disease. But it can be reckoned with, and being who I am, I will tell you my feelings on the subject. First off, I believe with what is taking place now, with everyone staying at home, a lot has already been done when it comes to this virus. The earth is more stable and getting healthier by the minute, which is what we need right now. Next spring is in the air, and soon the grass will start to turn green, as the trees will start to show their leaves. Why is that important, some would say? Well, to me, it is very important, as trees, more so leaves, blades of grass, and flowers all take in the not-so-good things in the air and soil and change them into good things like oxygen. And for those that don't know this, oxygen is what we humans need to live. Without it, we all would perish within seconds. How I believe it will help even more, the fresh, clean, better than we were used to oxygen will now be brought into our lungs. I will say that one more time, will now be brought into our lungs. It will flow through our blood, giving us much more invigorating health-related things than ever before. Given a bit of time, our bodies will become stronger and healthier, which in turn will be a great asset if this virus does enter our bodies, which, unfortunately, likes our lungs the most. Now, don't get to thinking that I am saying it's a cure, as I am not, But what I am saying is it is going to help the body immensely, and anyone that doesn't believe that, well, let's leave it there for now. Then comes the temperatures rising nearing summer. Will this slow down the virus or stop it in its track? Well, in theory, looking at other coronaviruses, you would think that the warm temperatures should help a lot. What do I think? I'm glad you asked. I like it when folks ask my feelings on things from time to time. I believe, yes, it will help a lot. The reason being is that I have watched where this virus is doing the most damage. Here again, the technology we have today, if looked at, is showing that this virus is, at its worst, centralized throughout the world. Yes, it is everywhere, and yes, it is expanding where there is more population. But I feel that in the far north and the far south, like near the equators, things aren't so bad. Looking at that, some would say, well, it is taking its toll in the hot countries too, like Africa and places like that. I say yes, right now in time, the warmth might not help a whole amount or a whole lot. But I believe here in Canada and other countries will benefit a lot in the coming days. Why? Glad to keep asking. I believe now with what is happening, our air is much cleaner and more stable, and will be even more so within a month. With this happening, the sun will become just that much more stronger, bringing us much more things that we humans are in need of, like the true vitamin D3 for one. But there are many others too, and some we don't even know about yet. Also, one has to remember that the sun gives off ultraviolet rays, which kills this virus in its tracks within minutes, maybe even seconds. Think on that for a second. What I see is that with the sun's capabilities, as we humans walk around, if the virus is, say, in or on our hair, on our shoes, on our clothes, or for that matter, the earth we walk on or pavement where the virus is mostly located in cities, and even on our hands and face, well, the sun will eradicate a good portion of it. Then some say, well, that is good in part, but what about skin cancer, which is caused from the ultraviolet rays that the sun gives off? I say, well, that is true, but truth be told, most of the time, humans are covered with clothing from head to toe. So for most parts, we don't have to worry about being exposed to the rays that much. Now, in saying that, I don't believe that is all good, being covered up from head to toe all the time, as we humans need the nourishment the sun has to offer to survive. What I believe we need to do is to introduce this new sun we have now, or will have, to our skin in moderation, which in turn will help us become even healthier, which will help the body even more fend off this virus and others. And think about this, with the way the world is healing, so is our ozone layer, which protects us humans from the rays. Here again, good in some ways and not so good in other ways. I will give you one more thing to think on. I have found that over the years, our bodies are something like that superhero, Superman. He needs sunshine to survive, which makes him stronger. With it, he finds he can fend off his most deadly foe, the kryptonite. Far-fetched as this sound, in theory, what he needs is what we need to fight off this virus. All right, I admit I do get carried away from time to time, but it does get my meaning out there in a way that all can understand. However, one thing that some people doesn't understand or know is that we need light to keep us healthy, sunlight. I've found from experience that if I am down and feeling poorly, if I go outside and let the sunlight into my eyes, I feel better within seconds. Finally, folks, try your hardest not to let this get you down. For my wife and I, we have stayed away from watching the news for most parts. We tune in once a day to see if there is anything new in the morning. Then that's it for the day. We all know what needs to be done, and most are doing it. There are still around 40% that isn't. Hard to believe what's going on and all the data out there. But even with the 60%, things will work out. You could say this old world is having a much-needed break. Another way of looking at it is we are the virus of the world, and it finally said, enough is enough for a while. I need a rest. Its wounds from years of abuse is slowly recovering, though at an alarming rate, which is, to me, fantastic in itself. The only thing I hope is, when this is all said and done, that we humans learn the lesson. Not only of what a simple virus can do in such a short time, but how much hurt we have been doing to the earth itself. Money, power, greed, material object, wars, killings, and much, much more have been proven useless at this point. The things of importance is right in front of us now for all to see, and I don't mean the virus as a whole. Will people change? Well, I would love to say yes, they will. But I got a sneaky feeling that once this is over, things will slowly go back to exactly the way it was. Hang in there, my friends. That's it for today, folks. But before I go, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. We have 7 books to choose from, and each book has over 50 short stories. The titles of the books are One More Story, Moments in Time, Paths We Choose, Time's Changin', Keep Turning Pages, Join Me in the Garden, and Nature's Gateway to Health. All of our books are available on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com, in ebooks or paperback. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me at any time at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll say that one more time. stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, The Walters Post, and Google Home. Just say, hey Google, play Just One More Story by George Walters. And if you enjoy my podcasts, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you all for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.